Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
I'm 25 and I still have the occasional wet dream. My fiancé and I usually have sex at least once a week, so I wouldn't say that I'm sexually frustrated. Will these wet dreams ever stop?
The term wet dream, also called nocturnal emission, refers to the experience of a man ejaculating while he is asleep. Women and men both may experience orgasm while asleep. For males, this is more common during adolescence than during adulthood, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't happen to adult men. As adults, some men find that they are more prone to nocturnal emissions during times of less frequent sexual activity. For example, during times when they're not masturbating very often and not ejaculating from other forms of sex very often, such as from oral sex or vaginal sex. The fact that you experience nocturnal emissions on a somewhat regular basis makes me wonder how often you might be experiencing ejaculation during your waking life. For example, do you generally masturbate or do you avoid masturbation? There is certainly no harm in masturbating. In fact, research suggests that ejaculation from masturbation or partner sex can reduce a man's later risk of prostate cancer. Masturbation is a healthy form of sexual expression, and if you're comfortable doing it and interested in doing it, you might try adding it to your sexual repertoire. Not only might you find it to be pleasurable, whether you do it alone or with your fiancé, but you might find that it leads to fewer experiences of nocturnal emissions. You also alluded to the fact that your fiancé may be moving in with you. If she does, and if you two have sex more often than once per week, you may find that these wet dreams decrease in frequency over time, too. All that said, even if your sexual frequency stays the same with your partner and you don't increase your masturbation frequency, you may find that you have wet dreams less often over time. That often happens with age. You might consider, too, whether it bothers you that you have wet dreams, and if so, why? Some men feel that wet dreams are a sign of immaturity, since they are so common during puberty, and yet there is nothing about wet dreams that links them to being immature. In fact, many adult women and men enjoy the occasional orgasm during sleep and find that it can be a pleasurable experience. If you are concerned about what your fiancé thinks when she moves in, you might let her know that sometimes this happens and that you've heard it can happen to other women and men. It may even start a discussion about whether she has ever had a similar experience. Throughout your life, there are bound to be unexpected aspects to sex. Some will be highly pleasurable, others may be surprising, unsettling, or even uncomfortable. Learning to talk about them now, early in your relationship with your fiancé, will prepare you both to establish an enjoyable sexual life together.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.